You know the lie. We've all told it to ourselves.
Oh, I think I know this one.
You're stuck in traffic or in a meeting that could have been an email, and you think, I should just package up my brain, you know, put it into an online course, and just let that passive income roll in.
Ah, yes, the passive income trap, the modern digital gold rush.
It really is. But then you try it. You actually sit down, you open your laptop, and bam, reality hits you like a freight train.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You realize you don't just have to be an expert. You have to be a writer, a video guy, a marketer, an audio engineer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not passive at all.
It's the opposite of passive. It's the classic production bottleneck. And it's the number one reason these projects just die. You have the knowledge, the raw material is there, but you don't have the factory to process it.
Well, that factory is exactly what we're digging into today. Mm-hmm. We're looking at two specific pieces of tech that, when you combine them, claim to automate the whole education business.
The entire thing, not just the outline. We're talking about the full media empire.
So who are the players in this deep dive?
It's a fascinating combination. We've got a platform called AI Courseify. You can find them at createacourse.com. And then there's the engine that can power it, which is the Auto Content API.
So one is the container and the other is the fuel.
That's a great way to put it. Think of AI Courseify as the skeleton. It's the structure, the course builder, the place your students log in.
Okay, the classroom.
Exactly. But a skeleton needs muscle to move. And that's Auto Content API. It's not some app you click around in. This is a industrial-grade infrastructure for generating high-end content.
So our mission today is to figure out how this API can supercharge a platform like that. How do we go from manual work to an automated knowledge factory?
We're moving beyond just structuring text. We're talking about building a multimedia powerhouse.
Let's start with that skeleton then, AI Courseify. I feel like I've seen a dozen AI course builders pop up. What makes this one any different?
The core feature seems to be what they call the mini course generator. It's designed to just aggressively tackle that blank page problem.
Right.
You give it a title, it's a digital marketing essentials, and it doesn't just spit out a syllabus. It actually builds the modules, writes the lessons, and generates the quizzes.
When you say it's fast, what are we talking? Are we talking days, hours?
We're talking hours. We found a case study from a user, Sarah Johnson. She said she went from weeks of work, you know, just staring at a blank document, to having a finished course in about 3 to 5 hours.
That is really impressive for the structure part.
Uh-huh.
But my big fear with these things is always death by PowerPoint.
Sure.
You get tons of text, maybe some bullet points, but it's just dry. A textbook on a screen.
That's a valid fear. And AI Courseify does automate the slide creation, so you aren't fighting with layouts and fonts, which is nice. But you're right. If that's all you have, you're going to lose your audience.
Especially today.
Mm.
I mean, if you're buying a course in 2026, you expect engagement. You expect media. If it feels like homework, you're out.
And that's the gap. That is the fundamental problem. That's where the second player, Auto Content API, comes in to do all the heavy lifting.
Okay, so this is the Formula One engine you drop under the hood.
Precisely. And it starts with something they call deep research.
Which, to be honest, sounds like what I pretend to do when I'm scrolling social media. What is it really?
It's actually the most critical part. Think about it. If you ask a normal AI to write a marketing course, what do you get?
Fluff. Generic fluff. Stuff that sounds right but means nothing. Marketing is important, that kind of thing.
Or worse, you get data that's 3 years old.
Yeah.
This Auto Content API has a dedicated deep research endpoint. It uses agents like Gemini and OpenAI models to browse the live web.
The live web, so like news sites, financial filings.
FT.com, SEC.gov, yeah. Reputable sources right now. It performs multi-step reasoning. So before you even build your course in AI Courseify, you use the API to get a report on, say, 2026 marketing trends.
I see. So you're not feeding the course builder a generic prompt. You're feeding it verified, up-to-the-minute research first.
You're grounding the AI in reality. So the course isn't just AI fluff. But once you have that information, you still need to make it, you know, consumable.
Which brings us to audio.
The audio revolution.
Which is huge. Nobody learns at a desk anymore. It's in the car, at the gym, doing dishes.
And trying to read a text lesson on a treadmill is a recipe for disaster.
Or a lawsuit.
Right. This is where the API acts as a kind of notebook LM alternative. You know those AI podcasts that sound like two people just chatting?
A bit like what we're doing right now. Hang on, are we sure we're not generated?
I feel real, but who's to say? The point is, you can generate that style programmatically. You take a dry text lesson from AI Courseify, send it to the API.
And it comes back as a conversation.
A dynamic two-person dialogue. So instead of read chapter four, it's listen to this 10-minute chat about chapter four. It changes everything.
That is a massive upgrade for the user experience.
And it can get even more personal with voice cloning. Let's say you want to be the face of your course, but you don't have time to record 40 hours of audio.
A common problem.
You record 1 minute of your voice, just once. The API clones it.
Hold on. So I could narrate an entire 50-module course without ever stepping up to a microphone again.
You could narrate 500. It solves that CDO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the expert, but the expert is way too busy to record. Now your course is narrated in your voice by the AI.
Okay, but does it sound good? Does it hit that uncanny valley where it's just a bit creepy?
Even tech has gotten so much better. With the right data, it's very difficult to tell it's not a real scripted reading. It gets the intonation, the pacing.
And for the visual learners?
They have an explainer video endpoint. It takes your text and generates a short, you know, 60 to 90 second video.
Is that the typical avatar standing in front of some bullet points?
It's a bit more advanced. It's an MP4 with lip syncing, background images, subtitles. You just embed that video right inside your AI Coursify lesson. It shoots up what they call dwell time.
Right, because if I see a video, I'll watch it. If it's just a block of text, I might just skim and leave.
Exactly. And high dwell time signals value to everyone, including search engines.
So the picture you've painted is, frankly, pretty compelling.
Mm.
You have the structure from AI Coursify, the research from the API, and then you bring it to life with audio and video. It sounds like a killer product.
Yeah, there's always a but.
Building it is only half the battle. The internet is a graveyard of amazing courses that nobody ever bought. You still have to sell the thing.
This is where the story really pivots. This is where Auto Content API stops being a production tool and becomes a growth engine.
A growth engine.
It's all about what the white paper calls mental availability. To sell, you have to be everywhere.
Which normally means a huge marketing team and a huge budget.
Or you automate it. Let's start with shorts. Vertical video. The API can take one interesting fact from your course and generate a 9.16 vertical video for TikTok or YouTube Shorts, complete with an avatar, subtitles, the works.
And the cost on that. Because editing those things by hand is a nightmare.
Okay, so the source material breaks it down. A manually produced short might cost you, what, $50 to $300?
Easy. If you hire someone decent.
With the API, it's about 400 credits. On their business plan, that's roughly €4.
€4. Versus $300.
It completely changes the game. You don't have to guess what will go viral. You just make 100 of them for the price of one and you see what sticks.
That's brute force marketing. I like it. But social views are temporary. What about getting long-term search traffic?
This brings us to programmatic SEO or PSEO. The idea is to create thousands of pages to capture very specific long-tail searches.
No, wait a minute. I have to stop you there. Google hates that stuff. They call it thin content. If you just spam thousands of identical pages and swap out a city name, they'll nuke your site.
You're 100% correct. Google hates text-only duplicates. But this is the clever part. Remember what the API can do.
Right, the multimedia.
Exactly. Imagine your course is on travel photography. You create a landing page for photo spots in Austin, another for Berlin, another for Tokyo. But on each page, you use the API to generate a unique podcast episode for that city. A unique video on the top five spots.
So every single one of those thousands of landing pages has unique multimedia on it.
Unique and engaging multimedia. So users stay, the dwell time goes up, Google sees high engagement, and it ranks the pages. You're solving the thin content problem with rich media at scale.
That is diabolical and brilliant. But what about when news breaks? Information gets old fast.
That's the final piece of the marketing puzzle, reaction loops. The API can connect to data feeds from X or Reddit and monitor for trends in your niche.
So it's listening, 24/7.
Constantly. Let's say your course is on finance. The ATI sees market crash is trending. It triggers a workflow. First, deep research to find out why. Then it generates a script. Then it creates a podcast or video response. Then it publishes it.
And the turnaround time on that loop. From detection to publishing?
About 5 minutes.
5 minutes. While other experts are still reading the news, you've already published a full video analysis. You look like you're always on the pulse, even if you were asleep. Okay, devil's advocate again. This all sounds amazing, but the costs must add up. Generating thousands of videos and podcasts, even if it's cheap per unit, sounds expensive in total.
You'd think so, but the economics are. They're just inverted. We talked about the €4 video. Let's look at a podcast. To outsource one episode, you're looking at Minimum $150, probably closer to $500.
Oh, easily.
With the Auto Content API credit model, that same episode costs between 10 and 200 credits. So that's about 10 cents to 2 euros.
10 cents. That's not even a rounding error.
It's a greater than 99% savings. It allows one person using a tool like AI Coursify to have the output of an entire media company. You're just swapping labor for compute.
There was one other thing in the notes that blew my mind. The language support.
Ah, the global expansion lever.
Yeah, because if I make a course in English, I'm stuck selling in English. To go global is a whole other project.
Not anymore. AI Coursify supports 56 languages. The API supports over 50. So you build your course once in English, you hit a button, and the API doesn't just translate the text, it resynthesizes the audio and video.
Resynthesizes so the avatar's lips move correctly in German. The voice sounds like a native speaker.
Correct. It dubs the content using AI. You can launch your course in 5 global markets on the same day, effectively multiplying your potential customer base overnight.
It's removing every physical bottleneck. You don't need a studio, a translator, a marketing team.
You just need the idea.
So let's bring this all home. For the person listening, maybe having that bad day at work fantasy we started with, what's the big takeaway here?
The synthesis is that we are shifting from manual creation to automated transformation.
Unpack that a bit.
AI Coursify builds the container, the school. It gives you the structure, but a school needs lectures and a way to get students in the door. The Auto Content API is the factory for all of that. It provides the deep research so you're credible, it transforms it into engaging media so people actually learn, and it runs the marketing machine to fill the seats.
It effectively turns the course creator into a course CEO. You're managing the system, not doing the grind.
Exactly. The bottleneck is no longer your time or your production skills. The bottleneck is your imagination.
Which I think brings us to the big, maybe slightly scary final thought I want to leave everyone with. If the AI can research the topic, build the course, generate the lectures, create the videos, and market the product, what's actually left for the human to do?
That is the question, isn't it? Are we looking at the dawn of the teacherless university?
It sounds incredibly efficient and maybe a little lonely.
I think it just shifts where the value is. If the transfer of information is automated and becomes a commodity, and it is, then you're not paying for the information anymore.
So, what are you paying for?
You're paying for the community, the connection, the accountability that comes from being with other humans. The AI can build the perfect lecture, but it can't give you a pep talk when you feel like quitting.
So, these tools, AI Coursify and the API, they handle the robotic part of information transfer, freeing up the human to focus on, well, being human.
That's the optimistic take, yes. The instructor becomes less of a lecturer and more of a mentor. Or, we all just sit on a beach and let the APIs do all the work.
I'm still kind of rooting for the beach option.
Aren't we all?
Well, that's our deep dive for today. If you want to check out the skeleton, that's at createacourse.com. And then you can look into the Auto Content API to give it the muscle. See if you can build your own knowledge factory. We'll see you on the next one.